Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
It's been 45 years since Julie Andrews first spun in her dress and apron around the hills of Austria, singing.
Still see the grass.
Absolutely. Everybody remembers that. And people forget oftentimes what a huge success that movie was. It won 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. And adjusted for inflation, get this, The Sound of Music, adjusted for inflation, earned more than $1 billion at the box office.
Not a single avatar in the movie. Not one computer-generated
effect. Not one thing. Here to talk about the enduring appeal of this movie, The Sound of Music, two people whose lives were profoundly affected by it. Sam von Trapp is a grandson of the real-life Maria von Trapp, and he also runs the Trapp Family Lodge alongside his father and sister that's in Vermont. And we're also joined by Dan O'Truitt, who sang and danced as Liesel von Trapp's Nazi turncoat boyfriend, Rolf. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Morning.
Sam, let's start with you. That was your grandmother that was portrayed by Julie Andrews in the film. And I have to ask you, how were the characterizations? Was that really what your grandmother was like and your grandfather as well?
Yeah, that was probably what she was like on a good day. You know, it's it's always interesting when one writes one's own story. The movie The Sound of Music and the stage play were based upon my grandmother's book called The Story of the Trapp Family Singers. So, of course, it tells her version of it. And she was a very strong person. So my Aunt Maria, who was the actual real reason that my grandmother Maria came to stay with the family, my Aunt Maria had been sick and was not able to walk to and from school every day. So my grandmother Maria actually came just to be her tutor. But she said that my grandmother was extremely fun. Well, in the beginning, and later on, she became a pretty strong matriarch who really held the family together.
I've heard that the family calls her the tyrannical saint.
Well, that was actually a joke. That actually came from Theodore Bekel, who played my grandfather on Broadway, and he came to know my grandmother a little bit. But the issue that many of my aunts have is really with the portrayal of my grandfather, that he was actually much kinder than that in real life and much more gentle father.
Well, there's a couple changes, actually, in the movie, and I want to turn to you, Daniel Truitt. You played Rolf in the movie, and, of course, in the film, Rolf turns the Von Trapps into the Nazis. In the original Broadway show, Rolf doesn't do that. I'm wondering how you felt about that change.
Well, the main reason I got the role was the first thing I had to do was the last scene in the picture, because part of the problem they'd had with the Sound of Music, including certain directors, was that they thought it was a little saccharine sweet. So they had Ernest Lehman, the Academy Award-winning screenwriter, redo this, and they went to the character of Rolf because they wanted to bring in more the reality of the tragedy of what children went through and the indoctrination that would make them do such a thing as this, because they felt the film needed more of that realistic part. So, yes, they did redo it from the original play, and that's the first scene I had to shoot in the picture, actually, was the crypt scene to make sure that it was going to work and it was believable, and because I was the actual last person cast in the film, so it was very important for me in that character. So even though I was the turncoat bad guy, that's the reason I got the role, so I really can't complain, although I would prefer that people would think more of Rolf and Liesel in the gazebo.
Well, but we shouldn't gloss over this. This was Hollywood's first touch of the Holocaust, really, 45 years ago after World War II. It was a very sensitive, difficult subject.
Well, absolutely, and you know, I think that that's what the Sound of Music was trying to portray a little bit more, to give it more of the strength and not just be so, you know, just songs, which were wonderful, but at least it did at least give the reality of the tragedy of the Holocaust and the tragedy to both Americans, people fighting, as well as the German people, how they all suffered over this horrible movement of supremacy and indoctrination, which it was. But to take a musical like Richard Rodgers and Hammerstein did is truly incredible that it was that successful, and it's like no other. It's played on television 3 times a year and has endured. I still get the fan mail from all over the world, and no film has had the impact that this one has.
Well, Sam, I'm interested in wondering what kind of impact it's had on your life as the grandson of Maria von Trapp, and I'm wondering how present was this film and this story in your life as you were growing up?
You know, it's interesting. As a kid, I did watch it, and my parents tell me that I liked it very much. But then we really kept it at arm's length. And in our family, I think there was a real quest within all of my relatives to try to stay grounded and stay humble. And I think that they felt that if they were to really acknowledge and accept that this movie about our family was that popular, and if they were to actually accept that they were famous, I think they thought they might lose touch of some of those basic values.
So I
really didn't see it again until I was 23, actually. So people would ask me questions like, did the nuns really steal the spark plugs? And I would look at them and say, what are you talking about? So I finally got it all figured out when I was 23. I was living in Mexico and studying Spanish with a family down there, and I watched it in Spanish.
Was there any one thing in the film that bothered either your grandfather or grandmother where they said, well, that was not right?
No, I think the only issue was really just, you know, there were some small changes, but the structure is there. As I said, my aunts were a little bit disappointed that my grandfather seemed so stern. But what I think is most important is that the integrity and the principles come through, and the fact that my family were able to stand up to the Nazis, and not everyone was in a position to do that.
Okay, Sam Von Trapp, grandson of the real-life Maria Von Trapp. He runs the Trapp Family Lodge in Vermont, and Daniel Truett played Rolf, Liesel's boyfriend, in The Sound of Music.
Happy 45th birthday. We're continuing our celebration with a playlist of a few of our favorite Sound of Music covers, remixes, and musical nods to the Rodgers and Hammerstein classic. We've got everyone from John Coltrane to Gwen Stefani to Kenny G to LL Cool J.
LL's the most rugged. God and no man's above it. Gotta love it. Get this bread, use it infrared. The industry, it's all about me. You ain't going...
Ah, yes, indeed. Climb every mountain there, LL Cool J. Even Stewie from Family Guy. You can check it out at the takeaway.org in our blog section. I'm John Huckaberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.